Good evening, everyone. Thank you for coming out. The fifth Sunday of the month, Piedmont Community Service. I cannot thank you enough for coming and allowing us to be able to worship together as a community. I want to thank everyone for all the hard work that was done in preparing for tonight's service. Thank you, Lori, and to the choir and all the children and everyone helping to take us through this wonderful time of corporate worship. I want to thank our accompanists that are here. We thank you. But most importantly, we thank the Lord for allowing us the privilege of coming into His presence. As you can see in the bulletin in the order of service, there is an offering that would be taken in order to help support the Piedmont Emergency Relief Center. I cannot thank Maria, who is here from PERC in joining us in our service. And we hope that you will go immediately after the service here over to PERC on Main Street and help in the celebrate in the tree lighting over there for the town of Piedmont. It's also part of the offering. Half of the offering will go to the Piedmont Ministerial Association in helping those that are in need. So when that time comes, we'll have offering plates that will, at the end of the service, be in the back and one in the front. We're, in order to be able to make sure you feel comfortable in our social distancing, we're not going to pass the offering plate, but there'll be ushers in the back and one in the front if you would like to make an offering to help support PERC and the Piedmont Ministerial Association. The good news is Christ comes, not to condemn us, but to save us from our sinful selves. And the best news is that as we make the necessary corrections now in preparation for His coming, we're able to taste the first fruits of eternal life and realize that in many ways He is already here, inviting us to be part of His kingdom. Dutch poet and composer Adrianus Valerius wrote a hymn that's called Wilt Heden Nunt Trenden, which translated means we gather together. And I think that in this worship service tonight, as we open, I want to read one of his verses. We gather together to ask the Lord's blessing. He chastens and hastens His will to make known. The wicked oppressing now cease from distressing. Sing praises to His name. He forgets not His own.
Good evening. If you have a part of our service this evening, if you have a wreath or poinsettia or hanging ornaments on here, there is a place during each carol. You'll just stand up and do that that particular item during the carol, so not during any other parts, but it is marked in your bulletin, so just go for it when it's your turn. Let's all sing together. We'll sing two verses of A Little Town of Bethlehem. Let's stand together. What Child Is This? You'll turn your hymnals to 281, and let's sing two verses. Let's stand together.
Thank you. such a strange way, such a strange way, a strange way to save the world. Oh.
As the children decorate the tree, let us sing 262, Away in the Manger, and we'll go ahead and sing the whole thing. Let's stand together and sing.
As we come to the close of our corporate worship tonight, may we remember that today is the first day of the season of Advent. This Sunday, today, and next Sunday is a time where we have an excited expectation of the second coming of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. In the third and fourth Sunday, we then reflect back and remember His first coming. It is our prayer as a body of believers, as one church. I thank each of the churches here in Piedmont that have representatives that have come tonight, that we are one church, we are one body, that we know that God is pleased when we are of one mind and one heart with one love. We are to consider others more important than ourselves at places like Home with the Heart, the Piedmont Emergency Relief Center, Harvest Hope, United Ministries, Miracle Hill, and the list goes on and on. Those ministries, in ministering to the least of these, is really hard work. There is so much suffering that goes into ministering to the needs of the poor and the homeless and the widows and the orphans. Jesus told us very clearly that we'll always have the poor. But those that are there willing to get up very early in the morning to fight the rain and the snow and really the crowds that come out because they don't know where their next meal is going to come from. Let's don't presume that it happens by itself. It comes from dedicated, hardworking individuals who are willing to say, "Here am I, send me. Lord, I am ready." I pray, and it's the prayer of First Baptist Church here in Piedmont, that you and I will always be able to say on the Lord's second coming, "Lord, I'm ready." It is our prayer that you find hope, love, joy, peace, and deepen your faith and trust in our Lord Jesus Christ. God has always kept His promises. Our faith and assurance can come from the fact that He's kept all of His promises. But God is not a keeping promises so far type God. God is a God that will always keep His promises, and He promises to come again. Let's prepare ourselves, stay ready and alert and trained to say, "Lord, I'm ready." Theologian Dr. John Bailey, in 1949, wrote a collection of prayers in a book called A Diary of Private Prayer. And I would like to end this service tonight with a prayer from that book. So if you'll please bow with me, let's pray. Give me, O God, this day a strong and vivid sense that Thou art by my side. May I ever be aware of Thine accompanying presence. By Thy grace, O God, I will nowhere this day where Thou canst come, nor court any companionship that would rob me of Thine. By Thy grace, I will let no thought enter my heart that might hinder my communion with Thee, nor let any word come from my mouth that is not meant for Thine ear. So shall my courage be firm and my heart be at peace. Amen.
Go in peace.